This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. India's main opposition party will stage a silent protest in the capital on Monday against a contentious new citizenship law. This comes a day after Prime Minister Narendra Modi defended the legislation at a rally in New Delhi. Critics of the new law say this is the latest effort by Modi's government to marginalize the country's 200 million Muslims. The U.S. military says one of its service members was killed in action in Afghanistan on Monday. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for the attack. Discussion is ongoing in the United States about the upcoming impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. One of the big issues is whether witnesses be called to testify. At a news conference, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Democrats want a full, fair, and honest trial, and Republicans are holding up the process by not allowing new witnesses and documents.
What is a trial with no witnesses and no documents? It's a sham trial. And that's why we feel so strongly that there ought to be witnesses and documents. We made a very reasonable request, equal time for each side.
But at a rally in Florida this weekend, President Trump questioned the need for an impeachment trial at all.
The vote was like 196 or something to nothing. We had three Democrats coming to our side, so we have to say it was a bipartisan vote. You call that bipartisan? Hey, no Republican went to their side.
No decisions are expected until early January. Fire officials in India say a blaze at a warehouse in India's capital killed 9 people and left at least 3 injured. The injured were admitted to a nearby hospital. The blaze was the second major fire in New Delhi this month. For more on any of today's top news stories, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. The British-based grocery chain Tesco has halted production at a factory in China after a British newspaper reported it used forced labor to produce charity Christmas cards for the supermarket. The news was discovered when a 6-year-old girl found a note inside one of the cards that was allegedly written by prisoners in Shanghai, claiming they were forced to work against their will. The note added, "Please help us and notify human rights organization." Tesco says it was shocked by the report and said, "We would never allow prison labor in our supply chain." In an interview with Sky News, Isabel Hilton with the Institute for Human Rights and Business says it's compulsory for prisoners to work in China, but they are not meant to get involved in the export supply chain.
This isn't the first case of Christmas cards, for example. Sainsbury's had a case a few years back, and similar notes have been found in everything from handbags to retail clothing, all kinds of things.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has struck a defiant tone, saying the Nord Stream 2 and Turk Stream gas pipeline projects will be launched despite U.S. sanctions. Quoted by the Interfax news agency, Lavrov says Russia plans to respond to the new measures. Queen Elizabeth II attended church near the rural retreat as her husband, Prince Philip, spent the second night in a London hospital. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Palace officials have not provided an update on the 98-year-old prince's condition following the announcement on Friday who's being admitted to hospital as a precautionary measure due to pre-existing condition. It's not clear if Philip will be released in time to join the rest of the royal family for Christmas at Sandringham, the Queen's country estate in Norfolk. The Queen has not altered her holiday routine and went to church on Sunday as normal, joined by her son, Prince Edward. Zaria Shakili, London.
The Boeing Starliner mission didn't go the way it was planned, but the unmanned capsule did make it back safely to Earth after an aborted flight to the International Space Station. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says despite the Starliner's failure to reach the International Space Station, a lot went well on the test flight.
Some of the hardest parts of this mission have now been proven to be very, very capable. And so that's all positive. You look at the landing, it was an absolute bullseye, better than I think anybody anticipated.
But that failure did mean the crew members of the International Space Station didn't get their Christmas presents, a fact Boeing's Jim Clinton acknowledged.
I'd like to express Boeing's regrets to the ISS crew, to whom we did not bring the Christmas presents. That's not cool.
And from Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.